We're up to Rabbeisai. We're in the first parak of Avos, and we're up to Mishnah Yud Gimel. I have seen when the Torah is learnt with the rabbin, when a mass of people are learning Torah, I have seen Ashkachas Hashem. I have seen an exactness that's different than the Torah D'Yachid. Every person learns Hesiyata D'Shmaya and Hashkacha. There's certainly Ashkacha in every Yid's life, and Hashem's Mashkiach in every Yid. But there's something about a Rabbim and Torah the Rabbim that you see Ashkacha that's like something even different than a Yachid sees. Years ago, a Bacher drove up to Yeshiva and he wanted to speak to me about a topic. He mamish drove to Yeshiva to speak about a topic, and he just forgot to tell me that he's coming to Yeshiva. He forgot to say. And right after my shiur, I had to run out of state. I was literally running out after the shiur. So I give the shiur. The Bacher comes in the middle of the shiur. He listens to the shiur. And then after the shiur, I see him. I say, I feel so badly, I'm leaving. He tells me, I came to speak to you. I said, I should have a flight. I have to go out of state. I was running late for my flight. He said, Rebbe, normally I'd be upset. You spoke exactly. You answered my question. Thank you for the shiur. It's exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you. We don't need to have any conversation. It's mamish. And I have found when a rabbin learns Torah, when an olam learns Torah, there's a different siyata d'shmaya of a rabbin. A yachid also has siyata d'shmaya, but it's different. The Torah of the rabbin is something different. I have many examples of this. But siyata d'shmaya this morning, I wasn't sure if we should learn the topic, the sugya that we and many of us to learn together this morning, the sugya of codependence. And my wife pushed me to speak about it, that we should learn that sugya. And b'siyata d'shmaya, we learned it. And the feedback from Chevra was very encouraging. And many people described how it was a very important sugya for them. And we're happy that we learned it this morning. I sit down, Rabbi Isai, to read tonight's Mishnayos. And two Mishnayos, I read the two Mishnahs that we're up to, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel and Mishnah Yud Aleph. And I want to continue tonight, and then we'll move on tomorrow to a new subject. Hu Ya'omer, Hillel said, Negid Shemei Avid Shemei. If you're too much into your name, reputation, what others think, Avid Shemei, you lose your name. Don't be so much into perception. Don't be into how others see, what others think. Reputation matters, but learn to gain strength from inside, from within. Nagid shemei avid shemei. If you're way too much into what others say, others' compliments, others' perception, you will lose your name. One day somebody will say something not nice and you'll fall apart. Chas v'shalom. Avram Avinu is the epitome of Yid who impacted others. Avram Avinu is the Mekarev. The Rambam has a lashon, he spoke to Kol Echad Ve'echad Kefi Daitai. He knew and understood every human being, the epitome of a connector, somebody who's a connector. Avram spoke to every person, Kefi Daitai, the spitz, the epitome of connector. You'd be shocked to know what was the meat of Avram that he started with. What's Avram Avinu's name? Avram or Ivri. Ivri means he stood alone. V'niskav Hashem levadai. Avram's power to impact the world, to connect to the world, is because he had a self. There was a need of Avram or Ivri, Avram alone. Ivri means the whole world could be on one side of the river, but he can stand alone on one side of the river. The kayach of Ivri is the kayach of Levadai, to be alone, to be a yachid bedairai, to be one person who has the power to encourage themselves, to believe in themselves, to work with themselves, to give mussar even to themselves, is that power. By the way, to take good care of themselves. How many bachram and yeshiva, instead of being good at self-care, in their need for Nagid Shemay to be the top guy, in the need for perception, don't take good care of themselves because maybe they won't be considered the biggest masmid. And how much selling out, instead of learning Besimcha Rabbah, instead of embracing and being happy and comfortable and excited from within, how powerful is that person? Instead, they choose perception. Others say he's the top guy. It's nice others say you're the top guy, but what's going on inside? What are you building from within? Avram is an Ivri. Avram stands alone. And with the Koyach of Ivri, he then embraces and engages and connects to the whole world. Our close friend Yitzi Reis brilliantly texted me today a vert that I was mechavent him also, b'siyata d'shmaya, that Haman, in the story of Purim, Haman is the Spitz codependent. Haman is completely dependent on popular opinion. He wants to ride the king's horse because that honor is so cool. People will think it's like laughable that he wants the crown and the horse of the king. Wearing the king's crown and riding his horse doesn't make you king. It gives a perception that you're king. And Haman chooses a life of perception to the point one person doesn't bow down. He says, Kol zeh nenu shavali, in a kiyum of negid shemei. If you want a reputation of a ruler, you don't care if you're a ruler. You want perception of ruler. Avid shemei, one person doesn't bow down, he loses his name. Haman is the Spitz codependent. Is a mitzvah. He wants to wear the king's crown. People should think it should appear on the melech. Rabbi Yisai, that's Haman. Mordechai is the Spitz, dependent on Hashem, the Spitz v'niskav Hashem levadai. Mordechai stands alone. He's not bowing. The pressure he had, people in Sanhedrin said bow. Paskin, you should bow to Haman. And he is jeopardizing the entire Jewish people. But he stands alone. He's not bowing like Kambalaizah. The Spitz Levada is Mordechai. Says, listen to the story. So now it's time. Haman is upset at Mordechai, wants to kill him. Says the Megillah, Vayivez Be'enav. Haman was embarrassed. What, I'm fighting one man? L'shloyach yad b'mordechai, levadai. I don't want to start up with Mordechai, levadai. Mordechai, who's levadai, to Haman, it's, I'm going to fight with one man, see? Mordechai felt like I'm fighting with one person. It lowers my stature. He's a person, Haman, of perception. And Mordechai is called Yad B'Mordechai Levadai. Mordechai is the Spitz, the one who doesn't mind being Levadai, who stands alone. It matters what I feel about myself, Levadai. He brings and he creates from within. This Rabbi Sai, we are people who have leaders, Mordechai Levadai, Avrama Ivri, we're all called Ivriim. All of us, Rabbi Sai, have this kayach of levada, of building from within, of holding of ourselves from within, of feeling successful from within. And we have to tap into that, spend time validating, encouraging from within, statements to ourselves, learning to spend that time, understanding our value, encouraging ourselves, making a cheshbon ha-nefesh, making an evaluation of ourselves alone, taking care, self-care alone. Remarkably, the next Mishnah tonight, and when I spoke this morning, it was on my mind for a totally different reason. But the next Mishnah is Mishnah Yodalit, Huwa Ya'imer. Hillel said, "Im ein ani li mi li." If I am not to myself, who is to me? I have to have the power, explains Rabbeinu Yonah, from zech alein, from me, myself, from within, to encourage, not only to get chizuk and musar from without. Im ein ani li mi li, I must be to myself. And only a person who's powerfully has a midah of levadai then can go out and accomplish and do shanila atzmi mani. Of course, then I have to go out and inspire and encourage shanila atzmi mani. That is what's necessary to impact and to encourage. If we build from within, we are so powerful to impact from without. We can then go to the next part and impact and encourage with such power and strength, with such a fire. But if chas v'shalom, we don't build from within, how many times a child says something and a Rebbe says, chutzpah, because the Rebbe's whole perception was built what the Bacher said. So chutzpah really means you've destroyed my world. You've embarrassed me. So the whole is, Rabbi Say, the importance when we raise our children and we're overly worried about perception, what are the neighbors going to say? It's not just a minor mistake. When we raise our families and are too concerned with perception, how does it look to the neighbors? How does it look? We don't want to raise codependence. Reputation matters. It's true, there's such a sugya. But we have to build from within, levadai. Don't train your children, the neighbors are going to say. Beseder, vadai reputation, there's such a thing. But teach your children to be live erlich, to live true, to live themselves, levadai, v'niska v'ashem levadai. To live as an ivri, as a person who's able to stand knowing he's doing what's right, knowing she's doing what's right. Don't put too much in our families about perception. One of my sons, a precious son, and so impressively with Midas Tovis, once said to me, he said, Tati, you're a rav of the shul. If I come without socks to shul, maybe it will embarrass you. Maybe you're embarrassed to stand next to me. What others are going to say, the Rav's son is not wearing socks. It was so important to me that he understands. I was first impressed with the Midas, that he's caring about his dad, rightfully. But then I wanted him to know, V'niska v'ashem levadoi, from zich alein. I said, stand and pray to Hashem, I love you next to me. I just want to be next to you in shul. I just want to daven with you in shul. From zich alein, Avram HaIvri. There's such a sugya of reputation at a later time. Don't teach your kids to share before you teach them bailus. Don't teach reputation till you teach reality. Reality, there's a metzius, levadoi. A later sugya, of course. There's a sugya of matter and caring what people think. There's a real sugya of that. It matters to have a shame type, to have a good reputation. It matters v'yisem nekiyim what others think. But first, the sugya of reality. Then we could talk about perception. When perception is taught before reality, we have problems. I swore to myself when I was zayicha to start a masifta, I swore to myself that I will not make the masifta about perception. I care. I want people to say, wow, what a yeshiva. But I won't make it about perception. It's going to be a place of reality. And perception will be taught as one sugya. Reputation matters. But reality, and then in a world of reality, let's talk how to engage a world of perception. We live in a world, Rabbi Isai, perception has taken on way too much. And the disastrous results of so much codependency, so much sense of what are others going to say. Build something real from within, alone in your room, from within, build something real. And then present it to the world in a way that it will be a beautiful reputation, that which is real, that which is true. So that is this Mishnah that I wanted to share with the Chevra. These two Mishnayis of Negid Shemei Avid Shemei care about reality more than perception. And this balance, Im Ein Ani Li Mi Li, to be for myself, a mitzios of levadoi, to build myself, and of course then to take that powerful self and present it to the world, avada, shani la'atzmi mani, go out there with the levada you've built, with the ivri you've created, go out there, taka, and inspire and encourage the world. Wow. My son told me a mashal, Huda Krupka, listen to this mashal. This mashal is like dazzling. My son Yankiv, Yitzchak Yankiv, told me a mashal from the Altar of Nevardik. So let me share it. The Altar of Nevardik described two types of fires. He said, Erev Pesach, it's very relevant. I wanted to kasher my sink. So I filled the sink with boiling water. Then I took a metal bar and I boiled the metal bar. And be very careful, the metal bar was mamish. I had it on the stovetop. It was burning. It was different colors. This metal had turned colors. I held it with like prongs. You can't chas v'shalom to touch that metal bar. It was hot like you can't believe. And I took it with a wrench. I held that metal bar and I backed away. I backed everybody away and we put it in the sink. When it hits the boiling water and this boiling metal bar, the sound it makes is meshuggah, like a huge explosive sound. You can't, it's wild what happens in the sink. So here you have this boiling metal. I dumped it in boiling water. It looks so powerful, that metal is scalding. Do you know within a few 30 seconds that metal is freezing cold? It looked hot, hasvi the shemesh, hot like the sun. Within 30 seconds, that boiling heat was cold. Says the Altar of Nevardik, if something doesn't have heat for itself, it's not a heat source. It doesn't have a fire for zichalein. It only was made hot. Boy, does it cool down fast. It doesn't have its own heat. It only got heat. That metal bar was so hot, but it wasn't its own heat. Boy, did it cool down fast. And the Altar of Nevardik spoke about somebody who impacts others, but doesn't generate their own heat. They don't have from zichalein. They don't work on themselves. They don't have the self-encouragement, the self-belief, the self-care. They don't work levada, alone enough. So even if they're boiling hot, when they hit other things, they turn cold fast. We have to build from zichalein inside to build up a tremendous, powerful self. Better often, a bacha would learn less and he wouldn't look like the biggest masman in his yeshiva. But he thinks it through and he makes a decision. The hours that are good for him, the hours that he'll learn besimcha, the hours that he'll mamish, take care of himself, and mamish, he takes good care of himself, and he learns besimcha, he accomplishes in the line of Reb Chaim Volozhin, P-Elef, a thousandfold what the Bachur who's not besimcha accomplishes, but he's not going to be known. He's not playing for the crowd. He's playing for himself, from zich alein, internally, building from zich alein, powerful, he'll impact the world, but he has to put aside perception. He has to put aside the competition. What's the chevra in the coffee room saying who the top guy is? Put that aside. How many people in Shidduchim, Rabbi say? How many people pick a girl for 14 seconds that his great aunt will look at the picture of him and his kala and he sells out reality for perception. He sells out reality. Nebuch, this is going to be his wife for life. He sells out for 14 seconds of the hack in the coffee room, of his great aunt, what she says about the shidduch, for reality. Negid shemei avid shemei. Don't over-prioritize perception, reality. Find somebody, a zivug, who's a zivug toiv, who together you bring out each other's mindless, who's sincere, who's authentic, who you build a precious home. This, Rabbi Say, is the Mishnah. This is the topic from this morning. I'm going to take a breath out because it's been an emotional day. This topic brings a lot of passion. I want to ask Aryeh Barnett to sing us a song. Then Be'ezeh Hashem, I want to speak about another topic. Let's get to Aryeh Raboisei.
Hey, Rebs.
Aryeh, how are you?
Shalom, Rabbi.
So nice to see you. Do you have a song, or you want me to pick the song?
I actually do. So we were singing Ashir El Hashem like a lot, and it became like the song. Mm-hmm. And once something is the song, it's weird to like take a different tune with the same words. But when we first started singing it, a friend of mine wrote a tune to the same words, and I was going to sing it if it ever came up. Is that okay?
Please, I beg you.
So yeah, friend Moshe Pifko, and he wrote this in Yeshiva. Excellent, Aryeh. Thank you, Maish, for the song. Beautiful, Aryeh. Excellent, excellent. I want to share the next words of the Mishnah in the first perek in Mishnah Yud Gimel, Udaloi Maisif Yosef. The Mishnah says it gives a charge, Udaloi Maisif, somebody who's not adding Yosef expires. The Mishnah's charge for life, to earn life, is to always be a Ben Aliyah. Udaloi Maisif Yosef. If you don't add, a person Chas V'Shalom expires. The Mishnah's charge is to spend the life adding. The words that are so precious for every Ben Torah, to be a Ben Aliyah, to be a growing person. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Ra'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hei mu'atim. I have seen growing people, and there are very, very few of them. The charge in life is to be a growing person, is to always add. Every group has like a picture of success. What does it mean somebody was successful? And many institutions, many yeshivas, have a certain picture of the successful person. And to each group, it looks like a certain thing. What is success? I always feel success in our chabur is that you're always climbing. Everybody has different steps to take, but to be a Ben Aliyah, to be a growing person. The Chevra knows that one of my favorite items on planet Earth is a ladder. In my shul on Simchas Torah, I hope we get back there fast. We dance around the ladder on Simchas Torah. And one of our kufas, we produce a ladder. The importance of growing, I love a ladder. The Yosef Davi knows what I'm saying is true. The importance of taking steps and moving higher, climbing, advancing, next step, a ladder.
all of life, that's the imperative to a person. We have different stages, different tikufais, and different things that we're going through, but always looking to advance, to move forward, to increase something that we can increase. And to ask ourselves in every tikuf of our life, in every situation, what can I add now? What can I grow? We've spoken many times that Yaakov Avinu, as a moment in his life, he became a Navi. God spoke to him, he's a prophet. And he dreams of the last thing I would think he would dream. He sees a ladder. I'm a very visual learner. The moment of Yaakov Avinu's prophecy is a moment of arrival. Eli Weekend, my shachan, I would picture that Yaakov Avinu, Maishi's an artist. If we wanted to draw the moment Maishi K, of Yaakov Avinu, Huda Krupke and Maishi, wanted to draw the moment of Yaakov Avinu attaining prophecy, you'd have like a racer crossing the 26-mile mark of the marathon and running across. I love that picture of the guy completing a marathon. He breaks the tape. His face, his eyes look up to the heavens, and his hands raised, and he lets out of his mouth a bellow, the excitement of finishing the race, the marathon. That's what I would picture Yaakov Avinu should dream of, that moment of arrival. He became a prophet. You made it, a lifetime of work, a lifetime of Avodas Hashem. You're a Navi. You did it. You're a prophet. What does Yaakov Avinu see at that moment that he's attained prophecy? He sees a ladder. A ladder is the opposite of arrival. A ladder is the sense that I want to get somewhere else. But what I want to say to the Chevra, and I love ladders, is because all of life is about a ladder. All of life is about advancing, pushing further. I want to tell you that the Rambam says, the Masechta after Masechtas Avos, Avos, we speak about our great Chachamim and all the things they commanded. The next Masechta, Rabbi Kestenbaum Shlita and his yeshiva, they're learning Harius. Harius deals with Bezdin making a mistake. Isn't that interesting? After Avos, which deals with the perfection of the Chachamim and the perfection they demand from us, and all our learning from the Chachamim, the next Masechta's Harius is about our Chachamim making a mistake. And the lesson, Chazal, is we don't believe human beings are not infallible. Our greatest humans have Chatam, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz, Sheyaseh Tov LaYechta. People make mistakes. Our greatest make mistakes. And the goal is to go forward from there, to advance, to fix up, to rectify, to do better. The goal in life is the ladder, is climb the next rung. We fall, we make mistakes, we have difficulties, but I'm moving forward. Our spitz of tzaddik is a ben aliyah. It's like that term to say to somebody, he is a ben aliyah. He is a growing. I was zeicha today that I found a stack, well over 100 papers, of fascinating papers that I put away. I found a letter from a big tzaddik who wrote a book, and he gave it to me about his experience in the Holocaust, a Yidu Zenoylem Abba, a big tzaddik. I found a letter from Rav Aaron David Shlita, L'Adam Echaim L'Chaim, and one of the things I found is Dovi Solomon's application to Waterbury. I found Reb Dov's application to Waterbury. That's what I found in this stack, 100 papers I put aside that were precious to me. And I found Dovi Solomon's application to Waterbury. I don't want to embarrass him. I don't want to talk a lot. But a Ben Aliyah, growing person, that's the Spitzmeiler, somebody who's adding. People can have tremendous Yediyas HaTorah, and he has it, Midas, Tefillah. The Iker Nekudas add, the Loi Maisif Yosef, all our lives be Bechina of Maisif, an adder. Be an adder, somebody who's moving forward and advancing. I asked Reb Dov, I believe, tomorrow night. Reb Dov, I asked you for tomorrow night. For tomorrow night, we'll hear some Divrei Torah. Everything's Hashkoch. I asked him before I even found that application of Reb Dov. That was a discovery today. I was looking through my papers. Reb Dov will share for 5 minutes tomorrow night, Bezeh Hashem at Dvar Torah, with the Chevra. So I'm going to ask that of Reb Dov. I wanted to just be mechazik this inyan in all times of our life to ask ourselves what the aliyah of that time is. What's the growth of that time period, whether it's all different periods of our life, but always to be bechena amaisif, to take the opportunity and what am I going to add now under this? And people have difficult situations in their life. And our life is all different scenes. And people go through all different hardships. But to really ask myself, within this matziv, how am I going to add? What am I going to add? What is it conducive to add? What am I going to walk out of the situation I find myself in? I'm going to be better. I have seen people take such difficult situations of their life that others would call horrible situations, and it becomes a matziv of aliyah. That is the attitude of the ben aliyah, of the latter person, climb. And in what way am I going to climb through and precisely from the situation? That is the question that a person always has to ask himself. That is the question. The Mishnah goes on, the lo yalef ketala chayiv, one who doesn't learn gives up his life, his chayiv misa, one always to learn Torah, d'shtamish b'taga chalaf, chas v'shalom, not to use the keser Torah, not to use the Torah that he learns for his own gains. The Gemara describes it, Reb Tarfin, strong Gemaras in the Nedarim, about not being mishtamish the keser Torah, that closes out Mishnah Yud Gimel. I would like to ask, we haven't heard in 24 hours from Chaim and Shlaima. That's difficult to me. So I want to ask Chaim and Shloim if they have a song for us. Yosef Groman Yamaskim, it's been way too long. Chaim, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm shook from today's shiurim already.
Thank you, Chaim. You guys pick the song, Shloim and Chaim.
Gorgeous. Thank you, Chaim. Thank you, Shlomo. I want to thank David Barkani. In the great moments that we've been Zaycha Archabura together, David Barkani got us off and running. And his poem, we still haven't forgotten. He's definitely the Hall of Fame of moments. I thank Naftali Kerper for constantly being here. Menachem Spiegel for constantly being here. Avram Geld for being in the Lowinger family. Thank you so much. It's my zechus to ask Yosef Kasper, Lukava David Elichow. I'll ask Yosef and Srili, how are you?
Amazing, Baruch Hashem. We're social distancing, so.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Lukava the Tzibur outside.
Wow, wow. Would you sing something for the Olam,
Yosef? Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. You choose the song Toiv Sana, me and Chaim Paskind. You get the Toiv Sana.
Yosef, you have a really good voice. Okay, I'm joking. 1 second.
Yeah, you got Abba. Can you hold this?
Yeah.
I want
to hear it's really, what song should we say?
I don't know. What song does Rabbi want?
He said it. He said Eidcha, right? Yeah, Rabbi said Eidcha. Yeah.
Wow, that closed the door.
Can I put it here? Does this work?
Yeah, this works.
Uh-oh. We'll see, Chevra, give them, they've given us so much, give them a little time.
Okay.
Ah, perfect.
Service is not good inside. So. Oh, you hear me, Rabbi?
Yeah, I hear you now. For some reason, it's not coming out so clear.
Oh, sorry, we'll come outside now. I think we have better service here.
Ah, perfect, perfect, perfect.
Is it good now?
Yeah, much better, yes.
Okay.
Ha'ircha Hashem, Hashem Elohikai, Techa Lidavi, V'chav Dashim
Outstanding. The voices, the harmonies. Thank you, Chusin. Thank you, Yosef. Thank you, Srili. Beautiful. Thank you very, very much. I want to thank my chaver Rafo Moyel for being here. It means a lot, Rafo. I can't wait to meeting you and greeting you in person, Rafo. But I'm happy we've become friends. Naftali, thank you for being here a lot. Thank you, Naftali. Yitzi Devor, nightly. Ami Feld, always with such really insightful observations. It means a lot that Ami's here with us. Thank you so, so much, Ami. I want to thank the Olam. B'siyata D'shmaya, we're ready up to Mishnah Tesvav. We're ready up to Mishnah Tesvav. And I thank the guys. Really, really appreciate. The end of Mishnah Yadalit says, "Imlay achshav emasai, if not now, then when?" Every opportunity, every situation has a chance for steiging that is built perfectly into this circumstance. The attitude of this circumstance was designed for a certain growth. We'd all be shocked, difficult situations of our life that we're trying to get out of and trying to resolve are really opportunities for steiging. And to view situations, what is the aliyah of this situation? And to find in every situation, I feel like I'm describing our opportunity. Somebody would have said to me 6 years ago, 6 months ago, that nightly you'll get to learn with Ellie Goldberg and Zevi Katz. I would have said, you're out of your mind. If somebody would have said, you'll be chavrusas this ben azman with your kusil bladder, I would have said, you're joking around. You and Riri Goodstein are to learn together this ben azmanim, this man. Imagine 6 months ago, somebody would have said, Daniel, Dan, you and Naftali Kerper are going to be chavrusas this man. I would have said, buddy, you don't mean Danny, you mean Manny. You're mixing up the D and the M, not Danny, Manny. And look, Dan gets to learn Naftali Kerper. Hashem runs the world. Every situation we're in is an opportunity for some steiging. Learn to see in difficult situations. I know people who had difficult situations, family situations, and they changed their entire midos, both men and ladies who changed their lives. A difficult situation and the person grew tremendously. Always ask ourselves of every situation we find ourselves, what is the steiging of this situation? In what way can I step forward? And you'll find me and Avram Horowitz are sitting next to each other learning Torah. There's an aliyah of this situation. We found the steiging. I don't say only that we learn. Me and Mert Chalavavitz, I always wanted to learn with him for years. I had times that Ruvi didn't give me a chance to learn Martcha. And look, Hashem and Ruvi arranged, I do have a chance now. What an opportunity for steiging. Find in all the situations of our life, in what area can I grow now? Always be a Maisif. Always acquire the name Yosef. That is the charge for us. Be a Ben Aliyah. Be a growing person. I once in a while pop in, I crash Shloima and Manny's learning room, and I hop in and learn with them. Me and Chaim, we're mechavin a lot. We crash their private room of learning. We hop in, and I get to learn what opportunities present itself. All of us should be zeich in all the situations and all the different situations that Hashem puts us in. B'chol ma'idecha, b'chol midu midu shumayde b'cha, we should find the steiging of that situation. All of us has been zeich that Matt Levin, he energized us all. We have found steiging in the situation we're in. I need to hear Matt's voice. Matt, how are you?
Unbelievable, Rabbi. Really, really beautiful. That was a fire shear with beautiful singing. I'm usually on it with the typing back with the compliments. I'm sorry. I was driving. Now I'm pulled over, and I'm mamish ready to roll.
Before we call it a night, Matt, we can't call it a night here. Either sing us something, give a bracha.
Can I do both real quick, though? Or I'm
not
very pressed for time.
Not so quick.
Okay, fine. So let me just take a deep breath first. No, I was pusher rushing until I get here to pull over. I had like a cheshbon house before I was in Manhattan. Baruch Hashem, I made it back. It was good with the wrong turn. I decided I'm taking the tunnel, whatever. It was good. But Kitzer, wow. I had a real fiery, amazing Shabbos with my holy Rebbe, my Nasi, my Rosh Yeshiva, my mother. I mamash respect her through the moon. She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's fire. Everything, every, and I'm noticing more and more for the past 2 months I've been with her. It's us two and the house. No other brothers, no other siblings are allowed. And it's mamish, the biggest blessing I can ask for, because every day I'm noticing more and more, like, she's a real, real yid. I've never seen someone like that in my life. She's the most chashuv person I know in my life living now. Her mother was the most chashuv while she was around, and now my mother's taking over that position.
Isha chashuva. I want to second what Matt's saying, that you see Matt is such a Ben Torah. She's an Isha chashuva. Matt, thank you.
Unreal. So on Shabbos, there was this one niggin that I was singing really loud and screaming it. And it was without anything, no alcohol, no sort of any narcotics. Shabbos is the biggest narcotic around these days. And people don't chop it. And it makes me laugh, like when you have a yid, like making fun, God forbid, of Shabbos. Like, what are you, crazy? Shabbos, this is what gets us going. This is our fire. This, our whole fire within is Shabbos. And obviously, Mamad Harsinai was the first fire that was lit. So that's why we're going to sing this niggin that I mamash was singing over and over on Shabbos and just shrying it like a chaya. I was getting very reckless. I was singing just one more time of this song, of this, the words that I was mama screaming was upasku. So we're gonna have to do that on a much higher key, just that part. Upasku v'yanu Hashem v'emechad oy baruch anoyseng layoet kavaya. Unbelievable. This is like real fiery words. Because, like, this is where it all comes from, Tachlis. The fire within is Mamad Harsinai when we got the Torah. That's it. We all shri together. I don't know. The question I was thinking this morning, is it the first round that really got the full fire? It must have been. The second round, though, came from love when we accepted it once again without the rock over our heads, you know? That's, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Thank you. Tremendous. Tremendous. I want Matt, Yehuda Krupka wants to thank you. Unmute Huda. Huda.
Wow, brother Matt, that was incredible. Thank you.
Huda, you ever showed Matt your pictures?
I don't know. I don't think so.
We got to show him. He might have seen the other night those dumb trucks with the Shefa of Bracha. He might have seen that. Exa, feel good, Huda. Regards to Ezzy and the Hela Gatata. Regards to your parents. Thank you so much, Yekusiel. Yekusiel, tell us how your tatas feel. You're unmuted. How's your tata, Yekusiel?
Baruch Hashem, he's doing much, much better. He's almost off oxygen. He's walking around. He's doing really well. I mean, he still has some things he has to recuperate from. But Chas Hashem, it's like a nace. Really.
Tata should have refuah shlema, Yekusiel.
Amen. Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you for being here. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thanks.
Zevi Katz, a birchas kayin. Zevi, a kayin, a Talmud Chacham. B'mivarech Dalem. Zevi, how are you?
Great. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Shkoyach for everything, Rebbe. Thank
Zevi,
you.
Where is your shiur up to an avay? So we at the same spot?
We're a little ahead, but I'm trying to slow down so I can use some of Rebbe's Torah.
Where are you up to?
Beginning of the second parak. We're starting the second parak tonight.
So, Davey, remind me when we start the second parak to have Zevi on to share some divrei Torah. Zevi, we want to hear a good dvar Torah. When we start the second, we're almost starting the second. Now it's a race, Davey. we're like fetching over here. Goodness me. Okay, Riri, the game on. We got to pick up the pace. Excellent. Excellent. Continued Hatzlacha Kayin. Tomorrow night, we'll have the chance. Let me unmute Davey to make sure. Davey, we're on tomorrow night for a few minutes.
Sure. Abby said originally Tuesday night. Is Monday night better?
Did I mix up nights? But the earlier, the better.
I don't
better.
Know if there's a schedule. Whatever works with Rebbe works with me.
Does Monday night work for you? If I can 100%. Hear you tomorrow, why would I wait for Tuesday?
100%.
Perfect. Looking forward. Thank you, Reb Dave. Rabbi Say, thank you to everybody for coming on. Yael, thank you. Binyamin Lowy, thank me. Ellie Goldberg, thank me. We're going to get Ellie on also. We need to hear it. Let's get Ellie's sweet voice. Ellie.
Hi, Rabbi.
How are you, Ellie?
Baruch Hashem, God. How's Rabbi?
Excellent. How cool would it be to hear something from you? It would definitely be sophisticated. Let's try to get you on at the end of this week, beginning of next week. You tell me which night we want you on, Ellie, for a good Dvar Torah on Avos.
Whatever works for Rabbi.
Good. So I'm going to call you. You see where we're up to. Yael, no laughing. I'm getting to you, Yael. Thank you, Yael. Have an excellent night, Rabbi. So have a wonderful night. Tomorrow we'll learn together at 2 o'clock. Be'ezer Hashem, have an outstanding night and atzlacha with everything. Kol tov.